Good evening, guys. Welcome to another episode with Vintage on Vintage Heart. How are you doing? I feel like it's been so long since I spoke to you guys here. I know it's only been like 7 days or something, but this week has been a really long one, right? So we are gradually coming to the end of the month, and you know, there isn't anything so big happening because you know the coronavirus is still very much out there, and even though people are trying to get their life back on track and running to an extent to just have some sort of routine like before, no matter how much of the restrictions that they are out there, there's still need for you to hustle. There's still need for you to go out, work, bring food to the table, and you know, just survive basically. So amidst all of that, I have been thinking all week of something to bring out of that, to just something, anything. Like I said, I have formed the habit of coming on here without actually having anything prepared, which is not healthy at all for me, particularly, you know, for you guys, like for me. But it has been helping recently, seeing as there has been a lot of thinking being done by me and a lot of stories that are just popping up around every corner. Right, so seeing as everybody is literally in a slow-mo right now, you're trying to dip your feet into the water and just test it before diving in, and you know, there's so many things that we want to be able to achieve, so many things that we hope to achieve and you know, do differently than last year, but there really isn't any assurance that we can do all of that. There really isn't. So I thought, amidst all the work, and more work, what is it that we are failing to see as individuals, as people, as a country? Because I am all about Niger, right? So what is it that we, you know, one of the many things that we just often neglect, and that is what I have decided to talk about today, which is going to be real tough for me because, like I said, I came on unscripted. I have no clue how I'm going to drive this episode, but this is fun, right? This is what I do. This is what I enjoy doing, to talk to you guys, to learn, even as I try to teach you, though I am not an expert in any way, but I enjoy this, right? So we are going to figure this out along the way. So what exactly are we talking about today on this episode? We are going to be talking about the neglected power of your imagination, the power that you have right upstairs. Even as you're jumping buses, as you're running late, as you're getting scolded for something that you did bad, as you're trying to meet up with deadlines, all of that that you're doing, it remains upstairs, right? So I'm going to try my best to touch this topic from every angle that is, you know, relatable to us as a country, as a city, as individuals, as human beings. That is what I plan to do. All right, so let's get right into it. Okay, firstly, I got to say, I know how I sound. I'm not trying to be a motivational speaker right now. As I say always, these are things that I learn based on where I live, what I've done, things I've heard, and people that I know, stuff like that. Basically, I don't want to, you know, sound like a motivational speaker to you, like I got my life all figured out or stuff like that. No, I don't. I actually enjoy being able to think out loud, and this is a platform that has given me an opportunity to do that and have people enjoy my thoughts, which is like, it's beautiful, isn't it? Like, for you to just be able to get into my head. You guys are literally in my head every Thursday. You are seeing a small part of my life, a small part of my entire being, just a small glimpse, anyway, just small, every single Thursday. How many Thursdays do you think it would take before you get to know all of me? just asking. That's by the way. All right, getting serious right now. As I said, the neglected power of your imagination. So what is it that, you know, makes this power so neglected? Honestly, I think I could say this and I wouldn't be wrong. Life is all about you experimenting. It's about you learning, right? When you are living, you don't just limit yourself to what you already know or to a single vision. Someone once told me that it is human, like it is a human responsibility to multitask. Like you cannot just be doing one thing at a time. It's I don't even think it's possible, right? So you can be a career person, you can explore your passion, you can, you know, help people in different sectors of the world. Basically, you have this earth at your palms, just waiting for you to actually do something with it. Like, do something with it. I know that, you know, where you are right now could seem like you don't have control over your life, or, you know, like you're just subdued to an extent. That is perfectly understandable. But is it something that you could do if you had that opportunity to, you know, to blossom outside of whatever it is that it's, you know, it's limiting you right now? Is it something that you understand that you have? I guess what I'm trying to say is that it's a new year. There is a need for us to just look around us and find those things that we've been doing for years now, for months now, and it seems like this is it. You know, this is just how far reality has, you know, let us live, and you know, there's just no moving forward from here or expanding from here. But the truth is that, you know, you can. All you need to do is to recognize the fact that there's a need for you to do something differently, for you to just open your eyes and look at somewhere else, do something else, even though it's exhausting. It's, I don't know, like you don't even want to try. You have your schedule all tight already, but I mean, this is one life, guys. It's one life. When you're done with this life, what is it that you want to be remembered by? As a big question, I ask it myself all the time. You know, it changes with my age, my location, my stage in life. Like there was a time when I wanted to be remembered as a lawyer. There's a time I wanted to be remembered as a billionaire, a trillionaire. So many things, really. It changes. It changes because I have learned something different, because I want something different now, because I have tasted something different and I'm aspiring for something different. And honestly, if you don't change your dreams and goals and just try different things, I don't think you can honestly say that you've lived. Because why have a whole playground and you just stand by the seesaw and then you're watching everybody play when you're just going up and down? Yeah, think about it. Well, I realize that there are many angles to this, like so many angles, and there will be a day that I listen to this and I'll be like, what was I thinking? What am I saying? How could I advise people to, you know, do so many things? Like, how could you be productive in any if you're doing so many? That's not what I'm trying to say. Yeah, I mentioned multitasking, but I am trying to just tell you that there is more. There's more to this world, there's more to your life than hustle, 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 and hustle. There's so much more. I am open always to learning, and I enjoy it. I actually enjoy finding out things that you could do, things that you could be part of as a person. So I guess that's really what the long and short of all of this, to open your mind, to see the endless possibilities that you can explore as a human being. Animals can do that. I don't think they can. So if you have it, if you can have it, then why limit yourself? It starts small. You can start small. And, you know, just think about it. There's this saying that if you can think about it, you can do it. If you can dream it, you can have it. You know? Really, it's just one life. I guess we have grown to, you know, just be nonchalant about that fact. We are so busy. Human beings are so busy. I think about, like, we are so busy. Just take some time to close your eyes and see the million things that the eyes cannot see, to just revel in your imagination. Honestly, that's what I'm trying to tell you, to just grow mentally, physically, even as you're trying to hustle. Guys, there's more to life than money. Really, there is more to life than money. There's even more to life than religion. I mean, if God put everybody here with a purpose, with a goal, with a destiny, certainly there's got to be some way that we can all unanimously achieve this, I don't know, this goal of just having a happy life, to just influence each other and still be happy individually, even as you're offering your services, as you're working, you're trying to fend for yourself, as you're doing all these things. If God put us here, is it really just for work? That's what I'm trying to like figure out. Is it just for work? I mean, if you wanted us to work, we could work in heaven. People work, yeah, we could work in heaven. We could work in hellfire even. But he gave us a life to do anything, to do everything, guys. That's just what I want you to open your eyes to see. Of course, people misuse this, which is why I am being kind of sensitive to not say too much, because I mean, as much as there's good, there's also a bad angle to it. So I guess it's just up to you individually, as you explore, as you try, as you experiment. Always keep it in mind that, you know, to stay on the good lane of that, to try and make an impact even as you're doing so much, and not lose sight of, you know, being happy, being helpful, and being caring, and being human. Yeah, I've said way too much. Well, guys, I hope you learned something from all of that. Honestly, it's a vast topic, something to think and never actually finish thinking. But, you know, as little as you can get, as little meaning as you can get, as little resolve that you can get, to just hold on to it and, you know, keep moving and keep doing your stuff and keep pushing and keep doing whatever it is that you're doing. And hopefully, you know, we are doing it right, because, you know, there's really not a manual to tell you do this and do this like this. It's just to keep trying, right? Yeah. Okay. I have had an amazing time doing my talking again. I have got to go. It pains me, but I really do have to go. And like I said, I hope you guys learned something. I hope that you know, are seeing what I am trying to paint with my words, and that it gets you thinking and it really impacts you in some way, because that would be fantastic for me and for you too, right? Okay, so until next week, keep it locked, stay safe, do what you gotta do, stop procrastinating, and open your mind to the endless possibilities that you have lying right at your feet. Remember, it's just one life. Take care of yourself. Bye for now.